Vegas COVID-19 outbreak leads to event cancellations. COVID-19 is making a resurgence, and it's taking its toll on Las Vegas. The return of the novel coronavirus in Las Vegas is leading to the cancellation or rescheduling of performances by well-known artists on the bustling Las Vegas Strip. Reliving the COVID-19 nightmare, Steve Martin and Martin Short made a comical announcement on X, formerly Twitter, revealing that the dread surrounding the re-emergence of the novel COVID variety compelled them to hastily reschedule their highly anticipated performance at the Encore Theater on September 22-23. The announcement indicated that several members of the comedy team, including some of its crew and one essential guy, had contracted COVID-19. The announcement didn't say who the essential guy was, but added that the show will be postponed until December. In light of COVID-19, it seems that the impact isn't limited to the Martin Short duo alone in Las Vegas. Jimmy Kimmel, the late-night talk show host, shared the news that his highly anticipated show, Strike Force 3 at Dolby Live at Park MGM, will no longer take place on September 23rd as initially planned. This turn of events occurred due to Kimmel's recent diagnosis with COVID-19, preventing him and his co-hosts, Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon, from gracing the stage. Comedian Sherry Shepherd is stepping away from the public spotlight, as well. The comedian hosts a daily talk show. However, she, too, tested positive for COVID-19 and has canceled her shows. The number of new COVID-19 cases remains well below the 2022 figures, but is on the rise. On July 15, in Nevada, there were 1.7 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. The daily average has now increased to more than 30. Reminiscent of 2020. This is reminiscent of what happened in 2020. The Strip came to a standstill on March 17, 2020, as the government took immediate action in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In a bold move, then-Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak made the decision to shut down all restaurants and casinos for 78 days. Yet, despite this strong measure, the relentless impact of the disease continued to wreak havoc on the once orderly and bustling Strip. Due to the pandemic, John Fogerty, renowned for his involvement with Creedence Clearwater Revival and his hit songs like Proud Mary and Bad Moon Rising, had to cancel a total of 9 shows from November 4-21, 2020. These shows were scheduled to take place at the Encore Theater within Wynn Resorts Wynn Las Vegas. In October 2021, he made a comeback and resumed his program. However, Fogerty then rescheduled 6 of his next shows, moving them from February and March of 2022 to November without revealing the reason for the change. Meanwhile, acclaimed singer Adele announced the postponement of the 24th performance of her highly anticipated Weekend with Adele show. It had been scheduled to take place every Friday and Saturday from January 21 to April 16, 2022, at Caesars Entertainment's Coliseum in Caesars Palace. The late Jimmy Buffett also succumbed to the COVID-19 troubles in 2022. He had shows planned for the Grand Garden in October of that year, but had to move them to March of the following year.